I'm not Tonga, Peter, but I've got a son with a Lozi woman. So I'm an Easterner. I come from a province where the president comes from. I come from a province where the current Minister of Information comes from. But I feel they are playing very divisive politics. Let them talk about issues, not tribe. I felt so offended when I heard the audio, but the pressure has been building me. And I just wanted the posterity to judge me correctly. This is one Zambia, one nation. We are 73 tribes in Zambia.
Thomas, have you presented the evidence to the police to enable them begin an investigation? Because some people may argue that the audio might have been doctored.
Zambia has been in election mode for a long time, from the time President Sata died, elections after elections. There are so many recordings, some from the opposition. This is an audio which she uttered the words. So I've presented the evidence. If they want to dispute the evidence in court, let them dispute in court, but at least let them arrest the minister, let them take the minister to court, and then let her lawyers, if she has to be represented by government lawyers, let them dispute the recording.
This is unprecedented because no formal complaint has ever been made against a member of parliament or, for that matter, a cabinet minister regarding hate speech, which is illegal in Zambia. Do you think that the police will act on this? Because some Zambians I spoke with are doubtful that anything of such will happen.
Peter, there's always the first time. What if the police acts on it? It's the first time that an ordinary citizen has lodged a complaint. It has happened. They have. If the police do not act on it, I'll test the integrity and credibility of the judiciary. I'll go for private prosecution. I'll lodge in a complaint with a magistrate direct without using the police. So I'll go to the magistrate court and lodge in a complaint. I'll hire a lawyer or I'll represent myself. I don't have money. I don't want even any political party to hijack this thing. No, it's coming from my heart as a Zambian. So if I don't have enough money, I'll represent myself.
Some Zambians are also calling on President Edgar Lungu to fire the cabinet minister, Dora Salia. However, some people are saying that she has to be given the opportunity to explain herself. What do you say to that?
I respect President Lungu. I'm a patriot. For me, even if the letter I've lodged in talks too much about Dora Salia, President Lungu should also fire these other ministers.
So what time are you giving the police to act on your petition of complaint against Ms. Dora Salia, the information minister?
I did not give them the time frame. I did not, but I've given myself a time frame. But I can tell you, I think by Monday, I would want something to happen. They are very swift on other people. They are very swift. I'm an investigative journalist. I've worked, I help the government of the day. But this is just too much. So if they don't, the police don't act by Monday, okay? Tuesday, I'm going to lodge in a complaint with a magistrate, Lusaka magistrate. If they throw it away, I've tested the judiciary. Times change, seasons change, the weather changes. One day, someone will say, yes, there's someone who attempted to do this. This is too much. This is one Zambia, one nation. Tongas, Bembas, Lozis, we are one. 73 tribes who have intermarried. Okay? I have a niece who is Tonga. Okay? I have a niece who is Bemba. I've got a brother who's married to a Bemba. I've got a sister who's married to a Tonga. What is this nonsense? It should end. And if I'm going to put my head on the chopping board, let it be. People are calling me, no, be careful. These people are thugs. Thugs for what? Who's not going to die? Can we set something for our children? My son has got a lost mother. What should I do with him?